at Martin Stadium, where the Lowndes Vikings lead the Noonan Cougars 21-7. And the score over at Valdosta, well, actually in
McEachern,
Valdosta leads 21-14. So there you go. See, I'm just getting my names and stuff screwed up here.
Yeah, you're right. And, of course, on that note there, Bill, Colquitt.
And I'm getting dirty 21. Looks from people up down in the stands. I'm telling you.
And you really should. But but I'm going to save you here and change the subject. Colquitt's up 21-13 also at half. And so the Region 1-5A so far at half is all three up, all three leading. And another big score, Collins Hill, 21-10 over Roswell. And that is a big score for Viking and Noonan fans. So, I don't know, you want me to run through the rest of these real quick?
Yeah, go ahead if you've got some.
Grayson is beating North Gwinnett 10-0, the number two team in the state. Brooks, Vidalia, 0-0. Cook, McIntosh, 20-0 half. Cairo, 11-7. Eastside, Norcross, 14. Brookwood is 20. Hillgrove beating Camden, 14-12 at the half. And, I believe that's all I got right now, Bill. But, some big scores there, big games going on around the state. And some really important, really interesting scores there at the half.
All right, well, let's go ahead and give you our halftime stats, and then you and I will talk about some of the things that you're seeing down there on the sidelines and some of the substitutions that we've had to suffer, that we've had to go through here in the first half. And it's 21-7 here as the Vikings lead the Cougars. And first downs so far, both teams with 7 first downs. Noonan has rushed 14 times for 69 yards, while the Vikings have rushed 23 times for 164 yards. In the air, Noonan is 6 of 8 for 66 yards, no touchdowns and an interception, while the Vikings are 4 of 5 for 60 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Total plays for the Cougars, 22, while the Vikings have had 28 total plays here in the first half. Total offensive output, 135 yards for Noonan, 224 yards for the Vikings. Neither team has lost or fumbled the ball tonight. Noonan's been penalized 2 times for 13 yards, while the Vikings penalized 1 time for 10 yards. Punting. Noonan has punted 2 times for an average of 25 yards, while the Vikings have punted 1 time for 33 yards. Leading rusher for Noonan, number 45, and that's Christopher Robinson. He's rushed 8 times for 46 yards, while their leading receiver, number 21, Shaquille Werner, has got 2 catches for 28 yards. The Vikings' leading rusher, number 29, Troy Braswell, 11 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown. The leading receiver, number 21, and that is Nick Bergman, 2 catches for 30 yards. Also notable, number 29, Troy Braswell, with 29, well, he's got 1 catch for 22 yards and a touchdown. And that's your first half stat. Thank you to Barry Broom, Allstate Insurance Agency, for their report.
Bill, those are very interesting statistics there. You know, obviously, I wasn't quite expecting to be able to come out and move the football the way we've been able to. 164 yards on the ground for the Vikings is great. If you had told me before the game, or going, you know, during the week, that Araldo Orta and Cole Parker would not play in this ball game, I would have been a lot more nervous about this game than I was. I noticed in warm-ups, didn't really have a chance to talk about it, but I noticed Tyler taking the snaps in warm-ups. I had a chance to talk with him. Cole has got a hurt thumb on his throwing hand, but they said that the worst thing for him is handing the ball off.
Yeah.
When he hands the ball off with that right hand, and he hands it to the, you know, that's his hand, that's his ball that's the hand that he leaves the ball with.
Right.
As the running back's running by him, that's pushing that right hand to the right, which
right.
puts pressure on his thumb. So that's why Tyler's in the ball game, and Tyler has played just a great first half so far. Orta is not playing as well. They said he could play if he had to, but he did kind of knock his shoulder out a little bit again on Wednesday in practice. Mikeyon Paget has stepped up and played very well, and come up, made some good plays in the running game. So you got to give him a lot of credit. Good job, Mikeyon Paget. And one thing I'm worried about, Bill, I want to keep an eye on the second half, is we're running in James Mathis and Justin Wilson on the offensive line a lot. We've got to keep them fresh in the second half.
Yeah, they're having to play quite a bit. Well, Marty, I'm going to let you head back down to the sidelines and so you can give us your vantage point of what's going on down there, and we really appreciate everything that you're able to bring to us down from the sidelines. Vikings lead this game 21-7 as we're getting ready to go into the second half. Noonan had won the toss, so therefore they defer to the second half, and they will get the ball to start the second half. Defense will have to step up. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll be ready to kick off the second half. You're listening to the Barry Broom Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kix Country. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're just about ready for the second half here. The clock's ticking down 8:07, 6 seconds. The Vikings lead 21-7. And if you're joining us late, a lot of different things going on in the first half. Cole Parker not able to play tonight with a bruised right thumb. And Tyler Hunter, who has not taken an offensive snap at quarterback all season, comes out, and he has only done just a phenomenal job. He's 4 of 5 in the air for 60 yards. He's got a touchdown pass. He's got several yards rushing. I don't have his individual rushing yet, but somewhere in the neighborhood of at least 45 to 60 yards that he's had rushing tonight. So he's come in and done a phenomenal job in the absence of Cole Parker. Vikings will have to kick off to start off this second half, Wes, and Jed Solomon has been able to put it back into the end zone for us, and it makes them have to start at the 20-yard line.
I want to remind everybody of the Lounge High Coaches Show, too, tonight at Loco's Grill and Pub. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game, and if we should end up winning this thing, the game coming up against Collins Hill, or the winner of the Collins Hill-Roswell ball game.
And you have heard that right now Collins Hill is leading Roswell.
Yep. Back deep to receive number 45, Chris Robinson, standing at the goal line. We've not done a whole lot to stop him all night. He's did a pretty good job in the first half. Solomon set the kickoff. Ball on the far hash mark, waiting on the referee's whistle. 21-7 Vikings lead as we start the third quarter. Solomon approaches the ball, puts that foot into it. High end over end kick. Robinson takes it at the goal line. He's across the 5, the 10, heads to the far side. We hit him at the 15, and that's where he goes down.
Great job by the Viking defense that time. As 45 was coming around the corner, he only saw 5 or 6, maybe 7 Vikings defenders, and they just dropped him right there at the 15-yard line.
Taquan Lane made the tackle for our Vikings. Here comes Arnold. He brings a receiver near side. Now brings another man with him. He's got Robinson to his left. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. We go back to a 5-man front. Now he brings Durkat in motion. Gives it to Robinson.
Keeper.
No, pulls it out. Looks, keeps the ball, cuts back up. We hit him as he crosses the 15. He'll get to the 16. Give him a 1-yard carry. It'll be 2nd and 9 from there as the shredder, Chris Scurry, made the tackle. Some scores we've got. Val Austin leads McEachern 21-14. Colquitt 21. MLK 10. Collins Hill 21. Roswell 10. Grayson 10. North Gwinnett nothing.
Vikings go into a nickel formation now. Tyler Hunter checks in at one of the corner positions.
Three receivers near side, one far side. He puts Robinson to his left. Arnold in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops straight back, looks, throws across the middle, and the
ball
is intercepted.
Taquan
Lane. It is intercepted by Taquan Lane. He's across the 20. Still on his feet at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Taquan Lane.
I see you, Taquan Lane. A 30-yard interception and a pick six for number 2, Taquan Lane. Masters, Alderman, and Solomon check in for the extra point attempt for the Vikings.
Waiting on the extra point attempt.
And just that quickly, Vikings put 6 more on the board. We're just 11:07 here into the third quarter.
Swinging gate. He read the quarterback all the way. Watched his eyes. Waiting on the kick from Solomon. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 28-7. We'll take a 60-second break. 11:07 to go. Third quarter. Vikings lead 28-7 on a pick six by Taquan Lane.
Taquan Lang, just a sophomore, over the last 5 or 6 weeks has just played lights out for these Vikings.
Solomon approaches the football, puts that foot into it, high, high kick, and that ball sails into the end zone.
Well, he got 5 more yards this time than he got last time.
Yep, because last time they started at the 15.
Vikings lead now 28-7 here in early in the third quarter.
Camden took the opening kickoff of the second half, run it back, and they lead Hillgrove now 19-14. Brookwood leads Norcross 20-14. That's our only updates right now. And I understand Brooks County is leading Vidalia. All righty. Arnold in the shotgun, a back on either side of him, standing at the 15. The receiver on either side. Gives it to Robinson, hit him in the backfield. Oh! He handed it to him. And I'm going to tell you what, number 41, that was Tim St. Fort, was standing in the backfield when he handed him the ball, along with Jarek Williams. It was a four-yard loss. I'm sorry, it was James Mathis back there with him. Second and 14. Hunter checks in.
Yeah, Hunter's been coming in that nickelback position.
And A.J. Flukas, Nasty Flu, checks out. All righty, Arnold sends two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps Robinson in the backfield with him just to his left. Puts a man in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Keeps the ball, rolls left looking, throws downfield, come back, and we almost intercepted again. And
Kenneth,
that was Kenny Durden out there on the island by himself, cut inside the receiver.
No, Kenneth Durden made a great little jump right in front of the ball, knocked it down.
Kenneth Durden, okay.
Kenneth, he doesn't mind Kenny, but he prefers Kenneth.
Dirty Islands, what do we call him? It is third and 14. We don't, not tell you what, 10-14 to go here in the third quarter. We don't need to get complacent.
No, we sure don't.
Two receivers far side, one near side. Four-man front for our Vikings. Arnold drops back, pumps fakes, looks, throws like a little swing pass, coming back. Oh, he gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And that was number 25, Grandpa Clemens, the 6'5 junior. And they will have to punt.
And I tell you, here to start the third quarter, the Vikings of old have brought out the battle axes, Wes.
They sure have. Back deep, Clemens and Braswell standing back about the 50. McAlpin to punt, standing at his two. We've got nine men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. High, high kick, end over end. Hit and goes
out of bounds. It went out of bounds in air, so it's got to be somewhere around the 38 or so.
Marks it at the 41.
No, wait a minute. Now they're going to mark it at the 40. It was in the air when it crossed out, even from my vantage point, at the 40. It had to have gone out a little before then, but they call it at the 40. It'll be first and 10 at the McEachran 40-yard line, a 24-yard punt.
Hunter brings the Vikings out to, back to the line of scrimmage. Mike Moore.
Noonan. Whatever.
Braswell. He dangles at fullback. Two receivers near side. It's Johnson and Quincy Crawford. Three-man front for Noonan. Now four. We got a man in motion. They give it to Daniels. Nope. Tyler Hunter pitches out to Braswell. Cuts one man, two across the 40. The 35 still on his feet, and they run him. They'll tackle him down around the 32-yard line.
Yeah, Braswell on that pitch, there were two defenders out there. He just gave one, a quick little hip wiggle, was able to pick up positive yards, about an eight-yard run. That'll bring up second down and two now for the Vikings.
Moves the ball over to our side of the field in front of our press box. 9:03 to go, third quarter. Vikings 28-7 lead. We send Paul Johnson to the far side, Mike Moore wing back to the far side, and the tight end to the far side. Hunter takes a snap, gives it to Braswell around the corner, gets hit and tackled behind the line of scrimmage by number seven. That's Albury Melson.
Hey, Wes.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got it.
I was just going to tell you, I got an update just now that Hillgrove scored. Up 21-19 and got the onside kick, and then now they're driving again.
So Hillgrove leads 21-19 over Camden County.
They do, and they got an onside kick.
All righty. Third and four for our Vikings.
What quarter is that in, Wes?
Third quarter. Hunter goes under center, looking at a four-man front. Puts Moore in motion, keeps it, rolls left, looks, stops. Throws the ball downfield, and Kendall Coleman came back
for it.
And they say, did he make the catch? Yes, they said he made the catch at the 20-yard line.
Kendall Coleman looked back and said, yes, sir, I made that catch. One official came in from the front side almost ready to call an incomplete pass. He got help from the field judge behind him, and that is a complete pass, and the Vikings have first and 10 now at the Noonan 20-yard line.
All righty, Johnson goes far side. Grandpa Clemens slides out in the slot out there. Braswell wing back. D. Daniels at the fullback. Braswell in motion. Give it to Daniels. Nope. Tyler Hunter keeps it. Pitches out to Braswell. He's across the 20. Stops. Gets hit. Can't run north to south. And, oh, they body slam him backwards. But they'll give him the 20-yard line, which will be half a yard.
That toss pitch. There's good pursuit from the defensive line on Noonan. And Troy tried to come back, give it a little juke move, and nothing doing that time. They will give him about a half-yard gain, but it's second and really 10 for the Vikings now.
And look coming in on offense, Geraldo Orta for the first time tonight.
Well, Marty said at halftime that Orta probably could play. They were trying to hold him out some. Might be a decoy too, but we'll see.
Second and 9 from the 20-yard line. 7:04 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 28-7. Hunter takes a pitch to Orta. Around the left side, he gets hit as he crosses the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. He'll get 2 yards. It'll be third, Bill, and a very, very long 8 from there. This Noonan defense has stiffened once they got down to the 20.
Vikings lead 28-7. We're 6:40 now left here in the third quarter. Vikings scored on a pick 6 to start the third quarter. And now on offense, driving down the field here, but a 3rd and 8. Situation now for the Vikings.
Clemens comes receiver, wide receiver. Hunter with a tight end to the visitor side of the field. Under center, takes a snap, drops back. There comes the rush. Steps up in the pocket, throws downfield. Braswell open and can't hold it.
Just a little bit overthrown. Troy had to get up, and the ball just off the tip of his fingers. I think had he caught it, Wes, he still would have been out of bounds. It was that hard that it pushed him to the goal, to the out-of-bounds sideline.
He outrun the receiver. I mean, the defender, and now Jed Solomon on to attempt the extra point.
The
field goal. It will be a 35-yard attempt.
They're going to mark it 36. They're putting the ball down at about the 26-yard line.
So, and it's dead away. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up, and it's good. With 6:09 to go here in the third, the Vikings 31.
I see you, Jed Solomon.
All righty, Vikings 31. Noonan 7. We'll take a 30-second break right after this. All righty, we're back at Martin Stadium. West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sideline. Taylor Biddle, our spotter. Update from Camden. It is Hillgrove 28, Camden 19. Solomon set to kickoff. Vikings lead at 31-7. 6:08 to go in the third, and that ball will go into the end zone.
About 8 yards into the end zone that time. Noonan will start first and 10 from their own 20. Vikings lead 31-7 now.
All righty, and an update. ML King has come back to take a 33-28 lead over Colquitt. Arnold in the shotgun for Noonan. Puts Robinson to his left. Two receivers near side, one far side. We're in a 5-man front. Ball at the 20-yard line. There's a snap. Gives it to Robinson up the middle. Got a hold. Found one man, two. And he's got a lure. Look at that big man rumble. A 14-yard carry after the 34-yard line and a first down.
Yeah, he took a big hard hit that time. Was a little slow getting up. And it was Kenneth Durden in on the tackle for the Vikings.
Again, Arnold in the shotgun. Robinson to his right. Twins near side, single receiver far side. He comes our way, looks, pitches out to Robinson. We close quickly and hit him as he crosses the 35. He'll pick up two. He might get 3 yards on that as Chris Curry was in on the tackle. Machion Paget and number 46, Matt Frazier. Second and 7, 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings lead it 31-7.
Yeah, the Viking defense, the line was looking for that toss pitch that time. Had 3 defenders out there ready to make the tackle.
All righty, 2 receivers near side, single receiver far side, tied into our side. four-man front for the Vikings. Arnold in the shotgun. Again, gives it to Robinson around the right side. Got a hole there, and he's Finn's still on his feet. And Billy crosses the 40 out to the 42.
Yeah, Mikey on Pageant in on the tackle. And as I watched the running back that time, Robinson, he just turned his body, kept his knees off the ground, and probably picked up about three more yards than he should have based on his initial hit.
It's third and two from their 42-yard line. Inside 5 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings lead at 31-7 in this second round state 5A playoff football game here at Martin Stadium. Crowd starting to yell defense. Arnold goes under center in the I formation. Splits his receivers. Takes a snap. Starts to go. Oh, nobody there. It was a busted play. And we hit him at the 38-yard line.
Well, hey, don't everybody's getting a little excited. The quarterback kind of shoved one of our players, but heck, he had just been driven back 15 yards. Little bit of, and it really wasn't a hard hit, so the officials let that go. Not a lot of penalties in the first half. Only three total penalties.
McAlpin to go back to punt, standing at their 25-yard line.
Lost about 4 yards on that, Wes.
Yep, fourth and five. Braswell and Josh Simmons back about our 30. McAlpin. Nice, nice kick. We signal fair catch. Braswell falls down.
Guys, they're going to get a holding on Noonan right here. They grabbed Popeye and practically just pulled him down to the ground. It was an obvious hold, and that's what the flag's for.
Well, they may tack this on. We may get this at the end of the run.
Just got an updated score. It's tied now at McEachern, 21-21, Valdosta. Yeah.
And looking to see what the officials are going to do.
They're going to back them up and make them punt it again.
Okay, I didn't know whether they would tack it on the end of the run here or not, but nope.
And the call is holding against Noonan.
Be fourth and 10.
Well, no, it'll be fourth and about 14. That flag is at about the 37-yard line. They'll mark 10 off from there.
Yep, you're right, Bill.
That official can't quite stride a full yard at one time. Did you notice that?
Well, I noticed, what you said yesterday, and that's all I'm going to. I'm not going to repeat what you said yesterday on the air.
Okay.
Fourth and about 14. Back at their 30.
Hoping we can get a little, maybe a return on it this time. Let's see. Low punt, no snap.
High, high punt. Braswell
really,
against
really
this fair catch. And makes it at our 49-yard line.
We picked up about 10
or
11
yards.
There's
a flag on the far side of the field.
Was that a flag? No, that was the beanbag setting the spot. That's not a flag. Oh, there it is now. He's moved up to the flag.
Our coaches were pointing at something, guys. I don't know what they were pointing at, but they were pointing at something there.
Only a 21-yard punt. I'm sorry, Marty.
No, I was just saying, I don't know what this flag's for, but our coaches were pointing at something, and now he's coming over to explain it to us.
Dead ball, personal foul against our Vikings.
That'll mark off 15. I'm not sure who that was on.
Oh, ML King is 34-33, caught it over ML King.
So, Marty, that was a personal foul.
It was, guys. I heard them. They came over and said one of our guys is basically didn't let up once the whistle was blown and knocked him onto the ground. I didn't hear who it was, but we kept playing and knocked the guy to the ground after the play, so they threw the 15-yarder.
So just a little extracurricular. Okay, let's go. First and 10 now for the Vikings at the Noonan 36-yard line.
3:38 to go in the third.
And we lead 31. The Vikings lead 31-7.
Hunter under center, tied into our side, five-man front. And
fullback.
We give it to...
Duncan.
Oh, look here, the dunk, the Diesel still on his feet. He's got a first down as he rumbles across the 40 to 45 out to the 48-yard line. A 12-yard carry as the Diesel says, I show Mr. Robinson I can do it too.
Sam Duncan, once he gets his opportunities back there at the fullback spot, he and D. Daniels now are sharing a lot of time. But Duncan, when he gets his opportunities, really puts them down. Geraldo Orta checks in again at one of the wingbacks.
D. Daniels at fullback. Braswell wingback on our side with a tight end to our side. Four-man front. And we give it to Orta again, looking for a hole. He's across the 50 into Noonan territory, down to the 48-yard line. Four-yard carry, tackled by number 36. That's Denzel Smith of Noonan.
That'll bring up second and six now for the Vikings.
Larry Scarborough checks in, as does Mike Moore. Orta comes out.
If you're just joining us, a reminder, let you know, Cole Parker has not played tonight, has a bruised right thumb. Tyler Hunter, under center, has gone the entire distance so far.
Four-man front for Noonan, four linebackers. They're showing blitz up the middle. We give it to Braswell around the corner. Cuts north-south. He's across the 35 to 40. The 40 down to the 35, and they'll haul him down at the 31-yard line.
About 16, 17 yards. Great run by Troy Braswell. That'll put him well over 100 yards for the night so far. He had 95 yards at halftime, Wes.
First and 10 Vikings from the Noonan 31-yard line. 2:25 to go third. In the third, we lead it 31-7. Josh Clemens comes in, as does Geraldo Orta. Mike Moore comes out. From Roswell, it's still Collins Hill 21, Roswell 10. A four-man front, four linebackers. Hunter takes a snap with Orta in motion. Keeps the ball. Tucks it. He's across the 25, and they'll haul him down at the 21-yard line. He's awfully close to a first down.
Yeah, it was running that option that time. Had the option pitch out to Geraldo Orta. They keyed on Orta, and he took off a 10-yard run. And they're going to call it a little bit short. They're looking at it. And they may even measure. They are.
Minute 41 to go. We'll keep it right here. 31-7 Vikings leads. Run across the scores for you. Valasta and McEachern tied at 21. Colquitt leads MLK 34-33. Collins Hill leads Roswell 21-10. Grayson leads Gwinnett, North Gwinnett 23-9.
Wow.
Hillgrove leads Camden 28-19.
Hey, guys, Steve Davis just told me that Colquitt score is a final. They won 34-33.
34-33, Colquitt has won.
That's what he just told me. He told me it's a final. They won 34-33.
We got one report that it's a final. Colquitt 34-33. Final.
All righty, Bill. It will be second and short for our Vikings. The ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
Very short, too. When they measured, it was just barely did not get it. They're getting the chains reset. Wait a minute. Where they marked it, they have moved the chains to a first down.
They have given us a first down. They have. Hunter barks out the signals, drops back, rolls back, looks, throws down. Oh! He was looking for a receiver cutting underneath and almost intercepted by number 49.
Yeah, he did not see Maurice White, the safety, tuck underneath. He had Josh Clemens breaking free. He put it on a line, tried to put it right through there, and again, the safety snuck underneath, almost an INT. Second and 10.
10 from the 21-and-a-half-yard line, a minute 23 to go here in the third. Quincy Crawford goes far side. Mike Moore lines up at wing back with a tight end on the far side. We give it to Orta. Orta looking for somebody, tries catch run north to south. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Well, actually, where they're going to mark him, he may actually lose. Yep, they are going to lose about a yard on that run.
Clock's running. We'll be inside a minute to go here in the third quarter, leading 31-7 at this snap.
Vikings still lead 31-7 here. They've been quite dominant here in the third quarter.
Third and 12. Ball on the far hash mark. Hunter calls a play in the huddle. Sets Orta at wing back on our side. Duncan at fullback. Braswell far side.
Josh Clemens,
wide receiver to the far side. Goes under center, looking at a five-man front. Brings a man in motion. Pitches out to order, to Braswell. He's across the 20, the 15, the 10, and they'll run him out of bounds. Bell at the 8-yard line, 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Vikings.
Great run by Troy Braswell. One of the things we're noticing about Troy now, when he takes that sweep, he's able to, against this defense, actually pick his hole. He doesn't have to really bust it and try and just pick up what he can. He's able to find good holes and make good runs. Starting to see this defense, hands on their hips. You wonder if you're starting to wear them out a little bit, Wes.
Might be. 31-7, 28 seconds to go. Crawford and Johnson go to the far side. D. Daniels at fullback. Hunter goes under center, facing that man, five-man front. And keeps the ball looking. Pitches out to Braswell. Takes off to the corner. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Troy could have cut up on that play several times. He just shot for the corner of the end zone, got inside the pylon, and another 6 on the board for the Vikings. They go up 37-7 as we're getting ready to enter the fourth quarter here with 21 seconds left. West. 31-7 with an extra point makes it 38-7, a 31-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
And that's a running clock in the fourth quarter.
And there is no option.
No option on that one. Ball down, kicks up, and it's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead it 38-7. All righty, back here at Martin Stadium. Vikings lead it 38-7. With 21 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And we have done it with a quarterback who's not taken a snap all year until tonight.
What is the Camden score right now?
Right now it is 28-19, Hargrove over Camden. Hillgrove.
Guys, that's not right. Hillgrove fumbled on a punt return. Camden ended up scoring. It's 28-26. Hillgrove's leading at the end of the third.
Thank you. What, Marty?
Waiting on the referee's whistle. Solomon's kick. High end-over-end kick into the end zone.
And that will be a touchback. Noonan will take over first down and 10 from the 20 as they trail our Vikings 38-7.
And let's get this 21 seconds off the clock. Arnold sends two receivers far side, one near side. Puts a man in motion. That's Durkat. Rolls, looks, drops back. There comes the rush. Throws way downfield. Looking for a man. Intercepted. Intercepted by number 31.
Popeye.
Popeye Stanley intercepts the ball. Runs out of bounds. And James Mathis just put big number 62 on his rear end with a pancake block on that return.
A 12-yard return by Popeye Stanley. He just sat back there playing center field. The ball a little bit underthrown. Stanley steps in front of it, returns at 12 yards, and it's first down and 10 for the Vikings at the Noonan 29-yard line, and we lead 38-7 with 12 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Eric Blanton in at quarterback now. Goes under center. And we give it to Duncan, and he gets absolutely nowhere.
Can't swear that's Duncan.
That was number 11.
But that's not Duncan. That is a freshman number 11 that we don't have on our roster, folks. We apologize. That's the end of the fourth quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead 38-7. We'll be right back on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All right, we start the fourth quarter. Like it'll be second and 11 at the Noonan 30-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Eric Blanton at quarterback. Tied into their side of the field. Looks over.
And it is a running clock, and they are looking at Coach Redshaw to take the snap.
And he gives it to number 23 around the left side, trying to get north to south. They hit him and pull him down at the 28-yard line.
Now, that is DeCarlos Martin. We will have some numbers out there that we won't be able to identify for you, and we apologize. Number 11 out there right now.
His last name is Wilson.
Wilson.
I work with his dad, Jock Wilson, and that is Jock's son.
So, Wilson.
And I want to say thank you to Miss Jerry Strumpler for the hot chocolate.
Yes, it was great.
She brought it to us. Of course, my boss, Rich Strumpler, brought it up here to us.
All right, third down now for the Vikings.
Third and eight, ball at the 28-yard line. Blanton looks over to the sideline. Danny Redshaw says, run the play, takes a snap, gives it to counter. We're looking for a hole, nothing there. Tries to string it out, and that's number 28. That is Jordan Cowboy Williams, and he gets run down at the 30-yard line. And 10:40 to go here in the ball game.
That'll bring up fourth down, a loss for the Vikings.
And Jed Solomon's going to try to put three more on the board.
Clock continues to run, 10:27. As we said earlier, the Vikings with over a 30-point lead entering the fourth quarter. It is a running clock by rule under GHSA.
He'll set the ball down at the 37. It will be a 47-yard attempt on our hash mark. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's got the distance. No good. Missed it wide right.
Had good. Oh, we got a lot of little extracurricular, and they have thrown a flag. In the fricus there was Solomon. Now, what?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marty.
It's always the kid who retaliates, and they had number 32 on their team, walked right over to Jed and got in his face, and I'm sure said something, and Jed shoves him back, and I'm afraid that's going to be on Jed there.
He just kind of threw a little shoulder in there.
Yeah, all he did was just, I mean, he really just threw his shoulder and hit the other guy right in the chest, but it wasn't, of course, it couldn't have been much. Jed comes up to the guy's waist there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He was just retaliating. That guy went straight to him, got in his face, said something about the miss, and I'm sure Jed just retaliated, and he gets the penalty.
I tell you, if you get shown up by the kicker, I don't know.
Hang time ain't afraid of nobody.
Well, guys, I thought they were going to – oh, they had to go down to the 20 because they're walking it off from the 20 because it was a missed kick.
Yep.
Well, it looks like, Wes, I mean, it is a little early, but I want to remind all of our folks that next week there will be a game. We just don't know where yet, and tickets will be available Monday and Tuesday, and we'll get some more information to you on that very soon.
All righty. Arnold for Newton. Gives it to Robinson around the right side, looking for a hole. We hit him. Past one man, two, still on his feet. And Pork Chop Jackson makes a in on the tackle down at their 40-yard line. Now, this is against our B team and our ninth graders.
Of course, Noonan, they have not taken anybody out from their side. This is their starters.
25-yard run.
They're in the Viking 40 now.
Arnold, again, to give it to Chris Robinson. He's across the 30, down to the 25. He's got another first down as he runs. He's just running ramshot over our ninth and tenth graders. 24 made the tackle. That's Kevin Edwards. Clock inside 9 minutes now to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead at 38-7. Two receivers near side, one far side, one a five-man front. Arnold, he keeps it, goes around the left side, gets a block. He's across the 20 to 15. He's down to about the 12-yard line.
That's another first down for Noonan.
Give him a 10-yard run.
The Vikings continue to substitute liberally with the 9th and 10th grade team out there.
Bill, if they score, does it go back to...
No, once the running clock is begun, it will continue. So it's first and 10 now for Noonan at the 12.
Robinson, twin receivers near side, one far side. Arnold keeps the ball up the middle, spins. He gets down to about the 6. 6-yard run.
Excuse me. 38-7, the Vikings lead over Noonan. 7:43, the clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter. And that'll bring up second down now for Noonan.
Clock continues to run. 7.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Twin receivers, far side, twin near side. Arnold in the backfield by himself. He gives it to Robinson around the right side, looking for a hole. Turns run north, and South gets by one man, too. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Noonan.
And the clock will stop on the touchdown. Oh, that is not a final from Colquitt, so they are still playing. Any news we heard on Collins Hill? 28-17, Collins Hill still continues to lead Roswell. That one takes a lot of importance now. A Collins Hill win means that a game will be here for round three at Martin Stadium. There's the snap, the kick, it's up, it's good, and we'll keep it right here as now the Vikings lead 38-14 over the Noonan Cougars. And I know we'll have some information on tickets and some other things coming up very soon. Once we get a confirmation of a final score between Collins Hill and Roswell, we'll be sure and pass that on to you because, that, as we said, a Collins Hill win means that a game will be here based on how this score is right now. The Vikings lead 38-14. It is not over here, but, again, Vikings lead rather handily. And with a running clock, we fully expect that the Vikings will take this game and move ahead into the third round of the 5A state championship. And as we said earlier, a Collins Hill win would surely put them up here with us here at Martin Stadium.
Quickly, some scores. Valdosta and McEachern tied 28-all. Colquitt and ML King tied 41-all. Collins Hill continues to lead Roswell 28-17. Camden continues to trail Hillgrove 28-26. Grayson 23-13 over North Gwinnett. Waiting on Hunter's Austin Hurler's kick. Taken on the far side at the 7 by one of our Vikings at the 10. The 15 cuts back inside. He tries to get to the 20, and they'll haul him down at the 17-18-yard line. That was number, I don't have a number, 37, and he's not on my roster.
Again, like we said, a lot of players here as the Vikings making liberal substitutions. We'll see the second team offense again. The clock continues to run, 6:42, 6:41. We'll see Eric Blanton again out at quarterback, I'm sure. As we said earlier, if you joined us late, Cole Parker did not play tonight, a bruised right thumb. But Tyler Hunter has come in and played wonderfully tonight, threw a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, and has just done a great job at the quarterback position, having not played it at all this season.
Blanton goes under center. We are at the six-minute mark now here in the ball game. 38-14. And we give it to counter to our fullback. He gets across the 20 up to about the 21-yard line. With a victory tonight, our Vikings will host Collins Hill in the third round.
You're going ahead and saying?
Or Roswell in the third round. No. Next Friday, Martin Stadium. Kickoff will be at 8 p.m. Tickets for this game will go on sale at 9 a.m. Monday morning. Season ticket holders can claim their same seats on Monday and Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30. The general public can purchase tickets on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 and Friday from 9 a.m. to noon. The ticket office will be closed Thanksgiving Day. If the game is...
Blanton looks over to the side. He's waiting on the signal from Coach Redshaw to snap the ball.
Takes a snap. We give it to the wing back. He's across the 25 up to about the 26.
That's the Carlios Martin, number 23, on the carry. 5:05 now the clock runs. It'll be third and short, about 2 yards for the Vikings. A good first down here and goes a long way towards it, how this young offense right now feels, getting an opportunity here in the second round of the 5A playoffs. checking in for the Vikings, number 37, Marco Brown now. And he'll come out wide out to this side.
All right, Blanton comes to the line of scrimmage, looks over at Coach Redshaw. They got five men up on the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a hole across up to the 30-yard line. We've got a first down, Bill. It was third and two.
They're going to mark him at about just about the 30-yard line, so it will be a first down. And now the clock will inch under 4 minutes here in about 12 seconds.
Number 82 checks in. That is Garrett Stout. He comes out wide receiver. Ball on the near hash mark. Blanton looks over. Coach Redshaw with that hand up. Says, run the play. Tied into our side. Man in motion. We give it to the fullback. He's across the 30. And they'll mark him up at the 31, give him a one-yard carry, second and nine from there. Number 20 on the carry, that's D. Daniels. The gunslinger, Cole Parker, with a bruised thumb, did not play tonight.
And I don't know if that number 20, I don't know if that is D. Daniels. I see a 21. That doesn't look like Nick Bergman. There's some duplication of numbers. That may be,
That is D, and that is Nick Bergman in there right now, guys.
All right. Second nine. Drops back, Blanton looking to throw the ball. Got a man open downfield and intercepted by number six.
So Eric Blanton throws his first pass, but wait a minute, there's
the passer, guys. Roughing the passer.
So negate that.
And that'll be a personal foul, 15 yards, automatic first down.
And clock stops on the penalty. I was wondering why the clock had stopped. Roughing the passer is the call. It'll be a 15-yard penalty and a first down for the Vikings.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. He had Brandon Bell breaking loose behind a defensive back. And they'll mark it down to the 49 of Noonan.
That official took his steps and then laid out another yard in front of it. All right, 38-14. Clock begins to run again. 2:30 left here in the ball game.
The Lions High Coaches Show, Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game and the upcoming game Friday night. They again looking. Coach Redshaw says, run the play, son. And we give it to number 23, DeCarlio Martin. He's across the 50 down to about their 49. It'll be second and about five inside 2 minutes to go. Good five-yard run by Martin.
Want to remind our listeners, as soon as this game is over, we'll take a quick two-minute break. When we come back, be sure and stay with us. Marty will have Coach McPherson after the team goes down to the band, and we'll get his thoughts on how this game has gone here tonight.
Blanton again looks over Coach Redshaw. He said, yep, run the play. Tied into our side, second and five. Takes a snap. Gets
fullback.
It to Daniels up the middle, bounces off one man, two, fights his way down to the 45. He's going to be about two, maybe, and he's going to be about a yard and a half short. It'll be third, we'll say third and a yard.
Clock will click under 1 minute right here, and it's 59 seconds left in this ball game. Vikings are going to win.
Yep, we'll run one more play.
Eric Blanton still looks to the side. Now coach tells him to take the snap.
And gives it to number 17. And look at there. That is Porkchop Jackson across the 40. Got a first down. About a 7-yard carry by the Porkchop.
Trey Jackson gets his first carry of the season. There will be 24 seconds left and a first down. They will not have to take another snap. We'll watch the clock run down here, 16-15.
And Bill Porkchop Jackson coming off a broken foot. This is the first time he's played in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, it is. Team is beginning to take the field. Your final here, 38-14. The Vikings win. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be sure and stay with us when we come back. Marty will have Coach McPherson down on the field, and we'll get his thoughts of how he thought this game went tonight and get us ready for next week. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. Vikings win 38-14.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium. Vikings win 38-14. Go to 10-2 on the year. Colin Noonan drops to 8-4, and we will advance to the third round of the high school playoffs next Friday.
Wes?
Yes.
Got Coach Mack down here. Coach Mack, great game. You live another day.
Man, tell you what, I'm real proud of our players and coaches. They had a great, did a great job tonight. Played their best, played all year.
Coach, before the game, you talked about how your defense has played great. And tonight, they continued that. They played great tonight. How proud of you of your defense?
Absolutely. Big time proud, you know. We keep getting better. You know, we put together our best game of the year, hands down.
Coach, you know, Tyler Hunter has played a lot of different positions this year and had to step in tonight, hadn't taken any snaps all year, and played great at quarterback. Talk a little bit about that, young man.
I'll tell you what, man, he looked fantastic, quarterback. Did a good job. He had his best game, hands down, regardless of what position he's playing.
You're right, Coach. And also, you know, I asked you before the game, how does it feel to get to play here in the Concrete Palace in front of your fans? And they just announced on the loud speaker that Collins Hill wins, and we will be here next Friday. How exciting is that?
We like playing here, boy. I know that.
Well, Coach, good job tonight. Good luck next Friday. Congratulations.
Thank you, Marty Rogers. And with a victory tonight, our Vikings will host Collins Hill in the third round of the 5A state playoffs next Friday, November 26th at Martin Stadium. Kickoff will be at 8 p.m. Tickets for this game will go on sale at 9 a.m. Monday morning. Season ticket holders can claim their same seats on Monday and Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The general public can purchase on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Friday from 9 until noon. The ticket office will be closed on Gobble Gobble Day as we all like to eat some turkey and celebrate this victory. And don't forget the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game and the upcoming game with Collins Hill. And hopefully for Marty Rogers and my sake, Bill Osborne will be back.
I think I'll be back.
All righty. Still trying to get some Mill Creek lead South Gwinnett. 49-27.
We hadn't heard any more about the battle. I said it's still tied 28-28.
Colquitt is up 48-41 over MLK. Collins Hill defeats Roswell 35-24. Grayson is beating North Gwinnett 23-13. Norcross 27. Brookwood 27. Norcross 17. And Hillgrove still leads Camden 28-26. Brooks a 21-12 win over Vidalia to advance to the third round. Cook beats McIntosh 20-0. Last score, Cairo 11, Eastside 7. And everybody's trying to get scores, and everybody's getting stats. And
hey, wait, tell you what, phones are going nuts. We're texting everything. We're pulling up scores. It's just a technical circus up here.
All righty, Bill, you got us some stats?
I do. Our final stats, thanks to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this postgame report. I want to thank Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School and Pine Grove Middle School for their compilation of these. Final score, Vikings win 38-14 over the Noonan Cougars. First downs tonight, Noonan with 10, while Lowndes 14. Rushing tonight, 25 rushes for 155 yards for Noonan, 44 carries for 264 yards for the Vikings. In the air, Noonan was 7 of 12 for 67 yards, no touchdowns and 3 interceptions, while the Vikings were 5 of 8 for 74 yards, 1 touchdown and no interception. Total plays, 37 for Noonan, 52 for the Vikings. Total offense, 222 yards for Noonan, 338 yards for the Vikings. Either team fumbled tonight. Penalties, Noonan penalties for 38 yards, while the Vikings were penalized three times for 40 yards. Punting tonight, Noonan punted four times for an average of 23.5 yards, while the Vikings only punted one time, and that was a 33-yard punt by Jed Solomon. The leading rusher for Noonan, number 45, that's Christopher Robbins, 15 carries, 112 yards, and a touchdown. He went over 100 in that last series against the second team of our Vikings. Their leading receiver, that is number 21, Shaquille Warner. He had four catches for 29 yards. The leading rusher for the Vikings, number 29, Troy Braswell, 17 carries, 140 yards, and two touchdowns. And our leading receiver, number 21, Nick Bergman, had two catches for 30 yards, and that's your final stats. As the Vikings win over the Noonan Cougars, 38-14, in advance to the third round of the 5A state championship tournament, and we will face Collins Hill right here next Friday night.
Bill, another major upset tonight.
What's that?
Camden County has lost.
You go Hillgrove. I don't even know who you are, but we'll take a Hillgrove. What, Hillgrove?
Cobb County.
A win over the number one team in the state goes down in the second round in their home stadium. We got four tickets to tonight's game. Let's see if anybody needs them. We'll sell them cheap.
I want to remind everybody again, the Vikings will host Collins Hill in the third round of the State 5A football playoffs next Friday, November the 26th, here at Martin Stadium. Kickoff will be at 8 p.m. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with a pregame. Tickets for this game will go on sale at 9 a.m. Monday morning. Season ticket holders can claim their same seats on Monday and Tuesday from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. The general public can purchase on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Friday from 9 a.m. till noon. The ticket office will be closed on Gobble Gobble Turkey Day. And I want to remind everybody again, the Lounge High Coaches Show, Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 6:45. If you can't be there and you can't pick it up on the radio, you can listen by going to www.thevikingvoice.com. That's www.thevikingvoice.com on the World Wide Web. Coach Mack and I will talk about tonight's ball game and the game coming up with Collins Hill.
Want to remind all our listeners, you can always go to www.thevikingvoice.com throughout the week. We'll have stats updated. We've got replays of all the games this year, as well as our coaches' shows. We did miss stats last week. We had some computer problems. We will have those Monday from last week's game against Groves, as well as get these stats updated for you as well tonight against Noonan. The Vikings have just had a phenomenal game here tonight. And I have to say, Wes, I'm looking around for Marty and have him come up and give us his final thoughts here as well.
He may have to give them to us from down there because he hadn't made it up here yet.
Guys, I'm still down here getting scores. And Colquitt, ML King scored, went for two and didn't get it. So there's 4 minutes to go, and Colquitt's up 48-47.
I want to remind everybody, too, that keep our band in your prayers and thoughts as they leave Sunday morning headed to New York City.
No.
Philadelphia.
That's somewhere. Some state.
They're going to Philadelphia and New York City. They leave Sunday morning, and so keep them in your prayers and your thoughts as they travel up there to represent the pride of South Georgia, our marching bridgemen.
And I was told that if Lowndes was playing, they would be back here next week. So I count on them to be here and be loud at Martin Stadium next Friday night. Great crowd here tonight. They came out. They were loud. They cheered the defense. Everybody came out expecting a win tonight, from the players to the fans. And my hat goes off to all the fans, all the players. What a great night to be a Lowndes High Viking.
Bill, we came out here expecting a win with our starting quarterback, the gunslinger number 12, Cole Parker, but a bruised thumb kept him out. And Tyler Hunter has stepped up and probably played the biggest game of his career. And, boy, what a performance he put on tonight. And I'll tell you now, if I have to pick a star insurance player of the game, it's going to be the King, Tyler Hunter.
Yeah, Tyler the King Hunter. Now, are you ready to say quarterback controversy?
Nope. Not at all.
No, I don't want to start anything. There is no way that this is a quarterback controversy at all. Tyler Hunter stepped in, did what he needed to do to keep his team going. Cole Parker, if he's able, comes back next week, and we've got that quarterback back under center for us that has brought us this far within the season. Cole is the starting quarterback. There is no controversy, so don't say that I started something.
All right, Marty?
Guys, what a ball game. I think that was definitely our most complete game we played all year, despite not having Cole and not having Orta. He, of course, Orta came in and played a little bit in the second half, which was a good sign. We know we've got him. We know he's okay, and he'll be able to come back next week. I talked to Cole. Cole said again what we've been saying all night or what we've been hearing all night is that he can throw the ball, he can grip it fine, it's a handing off. And when he sticks it in the running back's belly and they push forward, it's pushing against that thumb. So he'll be ready next week. And, again, like you said, no controversy, but we might see a wrinkle. We might see Tyler come in for a couple option plays a game and change it up a little bit. That's one more thing they've got to prepare for.
Well, I think
he did a great job. Defense, you know, of course, we put points on the board and play well offensively. Offensive line did good tonight. Let's don't overlook them.
No,
they
sir,
played great. But defensively, except for the first drive when they went down the field and scored on us, we shut them down. I think their varsity only had their starters only had one first down against our starters in the whole second half until we took them out.
Yep.
Just great job all the way around, complete ball game, and good job, Vikings. Go, Vikings. Hey, home for Thanksgiving, on to the third round.
All righty. Tanner?
Well, from what I saw, guys, I think I have to give our best performance tonight to our secondary. The secondary played probably the best game that they have all year. We had two pick sixes, Wes, from our defensive backs. Taquan Lang.
Yep. No, we had one. Taquan Lang. Chris Curry had
Chris Curry. He scored on that, didn't he?
No.
We had two pick sixes.
Two pick sixes.
Yeah, two pick sixes, three interceptions. Chris Curry got in, Taquan Lang got in, and then we had the pick from Popeye.
Just one pick six.
Well, there were so many pick sixes, so many picks that we couldn't tell.
You're right, you're right.
But I can tell you what, Lyndall Arnold, he will finish his season with more interceptions than touchdowns.
Yeah, he was just on the edge right there.
Seven and six, now he's got nice 7-9.
I think I have to echo Marty. The offensive line gave Tyler Hunter, a inexperienced passing quarterback this year, plenty of time to throw the ball. We've got to give props to the changes that were made on the offensive line. And I think we played a great all-around game.
And what's that score?
Colquitt has won. They will now host next week's game against, is it Mill Creek?
Mill Creek.
So they beat South Gwinnett. Man, at the upsets tonight. And not that Colquitt is an upset, but I tell you, the Region 1-5A is representing themselves very well. As we know, Valdosta is leading right now against McEachran.
I just got a text that said VHS has the ball, leading 31-28, 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go. I have no idea where the field position is on that. On their own 28, Marty says.
All righty. Bill Osborne.
Well, I gotta echo everything that Taylor and Marty have said. It was just been a great game tonight, a complete game, and I think that's been the key. Is we played good first half, so we played good second half. This was a good, complete ball game, and we had an inexperienced quarterback to come in. Everybody rallied around that. I was most impressed with Tyler in his passing ability. He's not really thrown the ball a lot. He had a couple minor mistakes that I saw. He had a couple times he threw the ball really flat. He probably needed to put a little bit of air on it, which would have gotten a reception that almost got picked off one time. But as they say, almost and used to could doesn't matter. So,
guys,
yeah.
Sorry, one final thought.
We can't get a final thought out of
him. If history remembers, Colin Till was the last team to beat Lowndes in
at
Martin home. Stadium in the playoffs. So we got a little payback due to Colin Till. That is final, I promise.
Yep, okay. Well, Wes, it's time to give us your thoughts and then say goodnight, Wes.
My thoughts is 38-14, we go to the third round, host Colin Till at home, did what we had to do.
Absolutely. Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight. Wes, tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Marty Rogers, for Taylor Biddle, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. Vikings win 38-14 to advance to the third round of the state high school football playoffs. Good night, Lowndes County.